Welcome to a deep dive into 3D printing. More specifically, how it's shaking up aerospace and defense. We're going to be digging into an interview with Benny Buller.
Velo 3D, right.
Yeah, he's the CEO over there. He's got some really interesting insights into where this whole thing is headed.
Yeah, he does. Especially given his background, starting as this venture capitalist, swore he'd never, ever invest in 3D printing.
He thought it was all hype.
Yeah, totally overhyped.
And then he has this conversation with some engineers at SpaceX.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. This is good.
That really changed his mind.
So these SpaceX engineers, they're telling him, yeah, we're already 3D printing like 95% of the stuff we need, no problem.
Yeah, reliably, like that's it. They're good,
Right,
right?
you'd think that's the headline, mission accomplished.
Right.
But here's where it gets interesting. It's that last 5%.
The stuff they couldn't 3D print yet.
Exactly. Those were the really innovative parts, the designs they absolutely refused to compromise on.
So not just replicating the same old parts.
No, they wanted to go beyond that, push boundaries. That's where they saw the real game-changing potential of 3D printing. And honestly, it completely flipped Buller's perspective.
So it clicked for him that 3D printing wasn't just about copying what we already have, but giving engineers the power to do things they couldn't do before.
Precisely.
And that's really what we're talking about here, this potential to completely change the game when it comes to design, especially in fields like aerospace.
Yeah, where they're already pushing the
That's
limits.
what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting, and it all comes back to, like, what makes industries like aerospace and defense so unique? I mean, just think about the massive scale of maintenance in aerospace for a second.
It's really something else.
Yeah, like Buller brought up the U.S. military.
Something like over 14,000 aircraft, right?
Yeah, all needing constant upkeep and maintenance.
It's incredible.
It's mind-boggling. Just imagine the logistics involved. Sourcing parts, dealing with lead times, finding places to store all those spare parts.
It'd be a nightmare.
It's a constant headache for these industries.
And that's where Buller sees 3D printing stepping in to kind of like revolutionize things,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Imagine printing parts on demand,
Wow.
closer to where they're actually needed, potentially even on site. Can you imagine that?
Wow. That would completely change the game.
It could transform aerospace maintenance and logistics.
Streamlining on a massive scale.
Exactly. Less need for huge warehouses,
Yeah.
faster turnaround times, and, potentially less waste in the long run.
That's huge. But, Buller does kind of bring us back down to earth a bit
Not
here.
so.
Well, he's careful to point out that cost and reliability, those are still big factors. We
Yeah.
can't just ignore those when you're talking about aerospace.
Absolutely.
It's not like 3D printing is a magic solution to everything.
Yeah, he's right.
At least not yet.
It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. The technology has come a long way. But it's really important to understand the trade-offs.
And this actually leads us to a concept that Buller kept coming back to, design for additive manufacturing.
DHAM.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds kind of intimidating, but it's actually pretty straightforward.
Yeah, let's break that down for our listener.
Sure. Basically, DFAM means you're designing things specifically with the limitations of 3D printing in mind from the very beginning.
Okay.
So instead of trying to force 3D printing to fit with designs that were meant for, traditional manufacturing,
Right.
you adapt the way you design things to play to 3D printing strengths.
So it's more about working within the current constraints of the technology to really get the most out of it.
Exactly.
Interesting. And this is where I think things get really fascinating with Biller's perspective, because he seems to see DFAM as both a stepping stone and maybe a potential roadblock at the same time.
Yeah, it's a weird balance,
All right.
right? Like
Yeah.
a necessary compromise for now, but maybe something that limits the true potential of 3D printing down the road.
Okay, so how do we reconcile those two things? The pragmatism of today, but also the ambition of like truly limitless design in the future.
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And what Buller says next, that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah, so it's like we're saying, hey, this tech could totally change the game, but could you maybe dial it back a bit so it's easier to use?
It's kind of funny when you think about it like that. We're basically designing around the problems instead of, really pushing the tech forward.
Right. And that's what Buller's getting at, isn't it?
Exactly.
DFAM gets us part of the way there, but it's his ultimate vision that's really interesting.
What's that?
This world where any design, no matter how crazy or complex, could be printed without a hitch.
No limitations.
None. Imagine what we could create.
It's mind-blowing.
3D printing wouldn't just be about making stuff faster or cheaper.
It would completely change how we think about design itself.
Unlocking possibilities we haven't even dreamt of. And that's really the heart of what Buller's saying. The true potential of 3D printing isn't just copying what we already have. It's about pushing the limits of what we can imagine in the first place.
It's about asking what if, and then having the tools to actually find out.
That's an incredible thought to end on. If we could get rid of all the design limitations we have now, what would you create? Something to think about, isn't it?
It really is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into 3D printing, aerospace, and the boundless potential of design. Until next time.